The state of Colorado reached a $1 million settlement on Monday over a 2015 mine spill near Silverton. Rocky Mountain Community Radio's Lucas Brady Woods has more.
The $1.6 million settlement with Sunnyside Gold Corporation finds the company responsible for the damage caused by wastewater that spilled from the Gold King mine back in 2015. During the spill, acidic wastewater from the mine damaged natural resources in the surrounding Bonita Peak Mining District Superfund site, which sits just north of Silverton. It also spilled into the Animas River and turned the river water orange. From there, the mine waste made its way into the San Juan River, which travels through New Mexico, the Navajo Nation, and eventually merges with the Colorado River. According to Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser's office, this week's settlement finds that Sunnyside Gold Corporation's decision to plug a different mine resulted in the spill. Blocking that mine caused contaminated waste to build up inside the nearby Gold King mine and eventually spill out. The Attorney General's office says the settlement money will be used to restore the surrounding damage, as well as damage caused by other releases of hazardous materials. The agreement was approved by the Colorado Natural Resources Trustees, which includes the head of the state's Department of Natural Resources, the head of the Department of Public Health and Environment, and the Attorney General. Now the settlement agreement will go through a 30-day public comment period before the courts decide whether to approve it. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Lucas Brady Woods in Southwest Colorado.
A Jefferson County District Court judge has sentenced a truck driver to 110 years in prison after he was found guilty of killing four people in a fiery crash on I-70. The judge issued the sentence yesterday after he determined that it was the mandatory minimum sentence set forth under state law, requiring consecutive sentences without judicial discretion. A jury in October found the driver guilty of four counts of vehicular homicide, among other counts of assault, careless and reckless driving, stemming from an April 2019 crash on Interstate 70 in Lakewood. The driver, who was 23 at the time of the crash, lost his brakes in the high country and failed to take a runaway trunk ramp before his speeding semi-trailer rammed into stop traffic. The crash caused a fiery 28-car pileup that killed four people and wounded six others. Denver's legislation banning most flavored tobacco products is no longer in existence as the city council failed to meet a 9-vote threshold to overturn a veto by Mayor Michael Hancock. The city council voted again last evening in favor of the ban with a vote of 8-4 with one member absent. The city council initially passed the ban last week with the mayor issuing his veto on Friday. The ban was first introduced in October to curb youth tobacco use, particularly with vaping, and was to apply to flavored tobacco products in all establishments in Denver, with the exceptions for hookah, natural cigars, pipe tobacco, and harm reduction tools. Hancock said the ban would have a negative impact on local businesses and would not be effective in preventing youth tobacco use as users continue to buy products in neighboring jurisdictions. Well, county commissioners have agreed to no longer publish information about COVID-19 on the county's social media platforms and beyond. KGN News' Steve Miller has more.
Since Weld County is a home rule charter county, it means it does not have an independent board of public health. If commissioners say they will no longer publish information about COVID-19 on the county's social media platforms, then the county health department can't publish information either. At a board meeting on November 24th, three members of the public admonished the commissioners for Facebook posts on the Weld County website regarding vaccines. One Facebook post entered on November 9th that created the anger of some of the public had a timeline for those who wanted to be fully vaccinated in time for the holidays. According to the public, this made it sound like they were being pressured into getting the vaccine. The Weld County Commissioner said the reasoning behind the posting was that the county had paid a consultant to conduct a study into vaccine rates in Weld County because they wanted to find ways to increase the vaccine rates. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
The American Red Cross of Colorado and Wyoming is deploying 5 disaster responders to Kentucky as part of relief efforts to help those affected by last week's devastating tornadoes. According to a press release from the American Red Cross, the relief organization is moving as quickly as it can to get additional volunteers, supplies, and help to the hardest hit areas. The Boulder City Council will hold a public hearing this evening for an emergency measure that will put into place new oil and gas regulations before the city's current moratorium is set to expire on December 31st. Colorado Oil and Gas Commission, under the 2019 passage of Senate Bill 181, now grants local governments the authority to impose limits on oil and gas activity within their borders. Among the proposed regulations, oil and gas operators will be required to provide a series of applications and an alternative site analysis, along with holding neighborhood meetings in impacted areas. Oil and gas sites will also need to be 2,000 feet from any residential dwelling, school, or licensed childcare facility, or a 2,500-foot setback for multi-well pads. According to a city memo reviewed by the Daily Camera, very few properties in the city limits will be eligible for oil and gas operations based on the 2,000-foot setback. The City Council will begin tonight's meeting at 6 p.m. Today's weather along the upper Metro Front Range includes mostly cloudy skies with highs reaching near 60. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of 30 for Fort Collins and the upper 30s for Denver and Boulder. Tomorrow there is a high wind warning in effect starting at 8 a.m. The current temperature outside the Boulder studios is 35 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.